Very good morning, your Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. We're going to jump straight in and have a yarn now with Hannah Murray, our company secretary, YWCA, and talking about calls for donations to support women experiencing financial abuse. Now, up to 90% of people who seek help for domestic and family violence are affected by financial abuse. Financial abuse is one of the most powerful ways an abuser can keep a partner trapped in an abusive relationship. This week, Without Violence, 17 to 23 October, Aussies are encouraged to donate to support victim survivors or financial abuse through the Next Chapter Can Give Appeal. And we've got Hannah on the line. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Hannah?
Yeah, I'm coming to you from down in Melbourne on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation.
Good, beautiful. Thank you very much. Look, so very important, this conversation, and look, calls for donations to support women experience financial abuse. There's all different types of abuse, but finance is way up there in regarding abuse, yeah?
Yeah, that's really true. And it's a really serious form of family and domestic violence that occurs when an abuser uses power or money to gain control over their partner or their family member. And it can take a lot of forms. So when someone's controlling your finances, or they force you to take out debt, or even refusing to contribute to household and childcare expenses, it's also just a really powerful way that an abuser can keep a partner or a family member trapped in an abusive relationship. It can also happen during a relationship, but also after it has ended as well. So it's very insidious and coercive.
Look, it can go so far as, and I mean, here we are in the 21st century, and the individual may do a job and they get paid, transferred into their bank account. So there's the control that the partner may have the key card for that account, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the ways that is frequently overlooked. So frequently people will live in an abusive relationship and they'll leave that situation, they'll come through the other side, and this will be the part that they never thought would be an issue or a concern. And all of a sudden, it sort of starts that process of re-traumatizing in one sense, and also just giving you a new skill that you have to climb. And it's so hard to really establish financial independence when you have all of these factors contributing to just an inability to start the life that you want to start, to be free and independent when you've got very limited access to funds and that continuing pattern of control over how you are able to spend your finances and manage your finances.
Yeah. Hannah, can you tell me about the CommBank Can Give Appeal for YWCA, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So YWCA Australia has partnered with CommBank to help raise funds to support victim survivors of financial abuse and domestic violence. This appeal is part of Next Chapter, which is the bank's long-standing initiative to address financial abuse. Because we know that when people are impacted by domestic violence and financial abuse, they need more support. And that's why we're encouraging Australians to donate anywhere between $5 and $50. Mm. So every dollar that's raised will go towards YWCA's work providing victim survivors of domestic violence and financial abuse with the support that they need to feel safe, to really regain their financial independence and to create the future that they want.
Yes.
We're also just so grateful that the bank will dollar match donations up to $300,000.
Fantastic, and I believe the bank will dollar match as well, donations up to $300,000. That's fantastic here as well.
Yeah, it's so great.
Can you tell, how can listeners make a donation?
Yeah, so it's really simple to make a donation. All you need to do is head to combank.com.au and search out Next Chapter. It's a super simple process.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Look, it's a great movement, and let's support our deadly women out there experiencing financial abuse, and we need to stamp it out. And it's team effort. And thank you very much, Hannah, for coming to the program. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-422. 416. kicking back with street life. From red light to green light to street light. City goes around the country, I got many types. Slip thick to slip, waste a thick dick, any type. Never going for the win. A-W like it. Growing like Maddie in the wind. And we doing this again and again and again. Elevation, we celebrating. When they bring it on in, they salivating. And they follow when they start, they captivated. Then you can't keep us stuck, we too motivated. Then you heard, you ain't heard, you ain't seen this. You ain't fly, you ain't seen this. I fly by you when you're busted, I did this. So, so high, you ain't seen this. Little mommy, you equipped to trip, but you ain't quick to dip, but you ain't stepped to this. And I'ma put it down, you ain't seen this. There's a party in the AOS, and throw it up and show it up for the CNS. And we mobbing, it's the OMB. And we mobbing every day till we last one's left. It's the J, I, the R, right? The TJU is the one young brother that can replace you. And I got your girl, got your girl.
Late night, kicking back with street life. From red light to green light to street light. City goes around the country, I got many types. Slip thick to slip, waste a thick dick, any type. Never going for the win. A-W like it. Growing like Maddie in the wind. And we doing this again and again and again.
The shades from the bay, making money piling. Now we're going all the way. Must rock this on stage from the east coast. Wait, along the west too. I ain't even got a flexible, so let's raise a toast. And when I'm home, I will never roll alone. And now I'm back with the butters, gotta get in the zone. It's been too long. Patient with the journey you will earn and deserve. Late night street
for,
light.
Forget about the first lane. If you really wanna fly, you gotta hunt it the battle to your own passion. I know you're calling man, cause everybody has one. Put the trust in your heart, success will come to you. Every day you're trying to be a little bit more humble, so I hustle just like a man. Because I never was taught to depend on one another. Ain't never running out of time. I got the key to my city when I'm ripping it up at top.
Late
night, kicking back with street life. From red light to green light to street light. City goes around the country, I got many types. Slip thick to slip, waste a thick dick, any type. Never going for the win. A-W like it. Growing like Maddie in the wind. And we doing this again and again and again.
So what? So what? We just
learn.
Roll one, roll one. Let it all
turn.
So what? So what? We just
learn.
Roll one, roll one. Let it all
turn.
Late night, kicking back with street light. From red light to green light to street light. City goes around the country, I got many types. Slip thick to slip, waste a thick dick, any type. Never going for the win. A-W-Y-N. Going like Maddie in the wind. And we doing this again and again and again.
Late
night, kicking back with street life. From red light to green light to street light. City goes around the country, I got many types. Slip thick to slip, waste a thick dick, any type. Never going for the win. A-W-Y-N. Going like Maddie in the wind, and we doing this again and again and again.
With the fact that you inherited disinheritance, took the privilege, y'all took the wealth, took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made it feel lesser. I've worked with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga, new day seems bitch. Nothing changed, we afraid, we glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great-grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these wives.
Yeah, there it is, Black Lives Matters. Jim Blah here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming here live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumper Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Vacho's Victorian election platform urges all political parties to put Aboriginal health in Aboriginal hands. The state election, Aboriginal health and well-being needs to be prioritised, priority for all parties, all politicians and all Victorians. Aboriginal health and Aboriginal hand is critical to ensure our communities have adequate access to culturally safe and self-determined health and wellbeing services. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Sister Cherie Lowe, VACHO SEWB Unit Executive Director, on the line. And very good morning, Cherie. How are you, sis? Hello, Cherie, you there? Hey, lost shift. I lost Cherie. We'll try and get it back. Cherie, Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry. Give me a call back and we'll continue that yarn, very important yarn there, about VACHO. VACHO is Victorian Aboriginal Community Control Organisations, and they're pushing for, well, urging all political parties to put Aboriginal health in Aboriginal hands. And as we all say, as black people, we have the solutions to our own problems, and it's going to be working from the inside out. We know all about that. So we'll try and get Cherie Lowe back on and continue that yarn. Start that yarn. Actually, didn't actually continue it. I think I lost her there on the line, but we'll get it back. This is your daily program, National Talk Blackwell. It's a one-hour program, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. We go across the nation, thanks to NERS, and a big shout-out to the First Nation Radio Stations across this beautiful country of ours, a deadly black network. We are in the information age in regard to social media, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram, what have you, but the wireless is still strong and live. So, yeah, do utilise this fantastic vehicle as such. As I said, we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Cherie Lowe, VACHO SEWB Unit Executive Director, and talk about VACHO's Victorian election platform urges all political parties to put Aboriginal health in Aboriginal hands. We'll try again with Cherie. Cherie, there, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you, sister? How are you going?
Yeah, going good, thanks. How are you, Mob, going up there?
Yeah, we're fired up. We're in beautiful sunshine up here. Thinking of you, Mob, down there in Victoria, you've virtually got our monsoonals.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit wet down here, unfortunately. Kind of can't catch
break. Yeah, my sister, thinking of you. Prayers going out. And before we start, let the Mob know who you, Mob, where you from, Cherie.
Yeah, g'day everybody. My name's Cherie Lowe. I'm a Japarong Gundajamara woman. So my mob is from the southwest of Victoria. So right down there on the coast. So we probably couldn't be further apart in some ways. But I work on Wurundjeri land.
Yes.
In Naam there. Yeah, at VACHO.
All right, fantastic. Now, we're talking about VACHO's Victorian election platform urges all political parties to put Aboriginal health in Aboriginal hands. And, of course, you're all for that, yes?
100%. And I think that you would have seen at the NACHO conference as well, they've got the same hashtag, the importance of us mob leading our healthcare and, like, what we've found here down in Victoria, and I'm sure that it's the same in other places, that our health services currently are really culturally unsafe spaces for our mob.
Yes.
And when they're going to seek health care and health support, they come up with a whole range of, you know, care that doesn't meet their cultural needs. So it's really important for us to advocate the importance of community-led and Aboriginal community-led.
Well, as we know, Sister Cherie, black on black, you can't beat that. And when we have our black workers in health, working with our black people, the breakdown, the open of communication, the open of support, respect, and also, the trust is there, isn't it?
Yeah, the trust is there 100%. And, we know mob, we've grown up with mob, and we know their families, their kinship, we know the struggles, we've had those struggles ourselves, there's no judgment, there's all of those things that just kind of, create that safety, and the important thing is that we get the care that we need and at the time that we need it, rather than waiting too long and often until we're too sick. It's really important to kind of be able to engage early, but the reason why we don't engage early, because more often than not, we get a pretty ordinary experience.
Sure, and we do, with respect to our non-Indigenous workers out there, but if you don't have that cultural awareness or that respect or that open mind as a student, so to speak, to educate, to communicate with our people, we'll always have this problem, won't we?
Absolutely, and I think the conversations that I have with non-Aboriginal people coming through the healthcare, like their training and those types of things, that they focus on quality of care, and the language is often around, quality, and what people fail to understand that a part of quality is meeting people's cultural needs. And that's an important part to kind of embed within our whole health ecosystem of understanding that. It's more than just safety of patients' safety. It goes deep to those cultural connections and understandings. And, you know, it provides better outcomes for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So with this communication, with this conversation going on, we're asking the political parties to be open to the yarn and come to the table.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're asking. We're asking for a range of different things, but the essence that cuts across it all is, I liked how you framed it, black on black. I think I'm going to use that a little bit more.
Yeah, my sister.
in my language as well, because I think that that's the essence of it, that although we're asking for infrastructure investment, we're asking for mandated cultural safety training, we're actually also calling on all of our governments to have a ministerial task force to address our suicide rates in Victoria. But at the essence of all of that is Aboriginal red and the importance of Aboriginal people having control and making decisions about the things that impact us the most.
Exactly. Well, as we know, we've got an uphill battle, we've got a mountain to climb, but the fact that we're talking about it here on National Talk Black and the fact that the conversation is real and it's coming from a black mouth, it needs to be put out there. And I thank you very much for your conversation and love the work that you're doing. Stay strong, sister, and we'll yarn soon, Cherie.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Thank you. Stay deadly.
Take care. See you, sis. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Cherie Lowe, her name is Vacho, SEWB, Unit Executive Director. And Vacho, that's the Victorian Aboriginal Community Control Organisations. And Vacho are urging all political parties to put Aboriginal health in Aboriginal hands. I think that's a fantastic ingredient, don't you? Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's one voice. Garen Agali here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Upstrong? 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Baldwin here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BB and Bumba Brip Media, 90.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. We're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Trevor.
Hey, how you going, brother?
Yeah, I've had a few health problems too. It's slowed me down. I haven't been on the air much.
Yeah. Are you still on Foot Falcon?
Oh, mate, you got no idea. I'm on buses and walking and I can't get to the chemist. And yeah, it's just a nightmare. Yeah, I'm just got to sit it out. It's
yeah. Is there light at the end of the tunnel, brother?
Not really. I've got to wait. It's just financial restriction and pension, you know, like. God, we should have been a successful business years ago that got attacked and the whole compensation thing. Mm. It's not what I called up, but you had the lady on with the health there before. I want to follow on about the health because I heard last week Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk there, she apologised for the Mackay Hospital house.
Debacle there.
Yeah, and we've had, Dumitri with a rheumatic health disease and the Aboriginal deaths out there, so all them people. And I hear Innisfail Hospital was in the news earlier on in the week too. It's coming to closer to Cairns, which has been a house of horrors for me and, well, not for much for me, as my missus in the cemetery.
Mm.
And they devastate people's lives.
Yes.
They do, and it's hushed up, and I just cannot get any satisfaction. It's sober.
It's devastating, isn't it? Leaves a big scar, doesn't it, in more ways than one?
It just ruins your life forever. They can come on and they can apologise and say sorry, but that's their job to say sorry, and I don't think it does any of us any good until the truth comes out and there's justice. Documenting all the things that are wrong, and if people want to improve things, they want to somehow manage to get. I need to get a voice properly in and not being a Murray, just married to a Murray, it's really difficult. I'm sort of put into a box on my own and there's no help.
Mm.
There's no help from any direction because we were very politically active.
You know, and that sometimes becomes a tool or a weapon against the so-called hospitals, doesn't it?
Well, when they don't deliver health care or they refuse people treatment and turn them away and then they mess up surgery and like the Mackay Hospital, one lady there, they disturbed her bladder. That's what happened with Donna and that turned into a cancer in the end.
Mm.
And there's no answer. There's just no justice. And you're not robbed. It doesn't matter how bad I've got it, it's the person in the cemetery that's robbed.
Yeah, exactly. No longer with us in spirit.
With us in spirit, and that's still, what's the word, still death to his part. Well, one of us is still alive, so love still exists. And I'll just leave it there today, mate, but I've got some other stuff next week. What eats me out is that we'd already been refugees from an art gallery attack up in Mount Molloy. And we're dealing with that living in a car. Then we go to hospital and get refused. Then after the surgery, but they messed up, give her a total hysterectomy, disturbed her bladder. Then you get cruel, vicious old nurse. They're abusing people and making them leave the hospital and having to live in a car, and we're already refugees. This is an incredible case. I really need more help from like NITV or SBS. It's fully, you've seen some of the documentation and the photographs I've got, and it needs to be exposed.
Yes.
What's been done. I'm still I don't want to sell any of her art. It was the dream was to house it on country and have something for the future. So I'm just locked into this thing where it's just...
Feeling you.
It's killing me, mate.
Yeah, Tony. Hear you, my brother.
All right.
Stay strong, mate. Talk soon.
Yeah, bye.
Tony Gibbs there, yeah, pouring his heart out, and you can do the same here, or tell us what's happening in your neck of woods and with your organisation, your family. Either way, all ears here, all topics all open in regards to National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Children from the palm of our mother's hands, mucham yinan bading Allah, gari gari galing Allah, gadan gadan gari gari. It is our dignity, it is our identity, our indigenous culture lives on.
Of our people. They were taken away from their homeland. They were forced to be removed by the color of their skin. We are the stolen generation.
Booty booty dandy dandy gada. Wow, wow, gadi gadi.
Mucha, gadi gadi gada. Bulba.
Too Deadly, Stolen Generation, Normie J. Big shout out, Normie J. It was deadly to see him perform there over the weekend at the Yumi Arts, Big Talk, One Fire, and also shared the stage there with Young Jars, up and coming rapper, and First Nation man from this way as well. So big shout out. Thank you, Normie J. And big shout out to Peter Lanoy, the CEO there of Yumi Arts. Did a fantastic job regarding Yumi Arts. It happens once a year, big celebration here in Cairns, and using art as the vehicle and bringing people together. And the meaning behind Big Talk, One Fire is we need to have some serious big conversations, and that's government and non-Indigenous and black, and having it at one big fire. So that's the meaning of Big Talk, One Fire, and it's fantastic. Happens every year here in Cairns. And a big shout-out there to the Yumi Arts team. Thank you, Peter Lanoy. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yanup Strong, 1-800-422-416. Looking at the top stories in the news today, he had a heart of goal. Leon Hampson found dead at a Barcelona nightclub after over 30 hours of being uncontactable to friends and family in Australia. a local up-and-coming a QRL rugby league player. Very sad news there. Jim Chalmers says cost of stage three tax cuts has blown out to $254 billion over 10 years. Immense harm, a federal police investigation, threat to sell Australians' health data. Is there really a COVID nightmare variant spreading? Here's what experts say. So look out for that news. Unemployment remains steady as job creation dries up. Meghan Markle lets her guard down on grieving the Queen, producing with Harry and returning to Hollywood. Big NRL stars without deals for 2023. Check that out. SportsCon Rugby League Power Couples perfect proposal. A poor pool boy tells all over affair that toppled church leader. They're the headline news for today. What news are happening around your area? Give us a call. Have your say. Jan Armstrong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
It's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Car sharing, providing Aussies with an extra stream of income. Research reveals Aussies are finding it hard to cope with the rising cost of living, with car expenses costing an average of $5,100 to $9,000 a year. 9 in 10 Aussies say their household budget has come under increased pressure, with a secondary income becoming essential to make ends meet. Pioneer in peer-to-peer car sharing problem, sharing platform, that is, Turo launches in Australia and encourages Aussies to get on board car sharing and get cash back in their pockets. We're going to catch up a yarn with Tim, who's the Managing Director of Turo. Good morning, Tim.
Thank you very much for having me. Great to be here.
Can you tell us more about this announcement?
I'm really excited to announce that Turo is launching in Australia and is coming to Aussie shores a little bit later in the year. We are the world's largest car sharing marketplace, and our focus is to empower everyday Aussies with new ways to earn a little bit of extra income. And so if you're a host, you can list your car and make a bit of extra cash. And for guests, if you're looking for a ute for a Sunday trip to Bunnings, or you're going for a road trip and you need a four-wheel drive, or maybe even you're looking to try an EV for the first time, you can come to our platform and you can book a car.
What advice to have for those looking to start a side hustle?
The goal, I would say, of any side hustle is to be both lucrative and scalable. Now, with the rising cost of living, and especially when you think about how much it costs to operate a car these days, it's just a great way of offsetting the cost of running your vehicle and then actually making pretty significant cash on top of that. We see an average of $19,000 per car in other markets and on our platform. So certainly is a lucrative side hustle. And in terms of scalability, well, you can compare it to other forms of flexible work, and you could have three or four cars out on the road earning money for you while you're sitting on your couch. And comparing it to things like doing delivery or driving people around, it's certainly much more scalable.
Why is car sharing a great alternative income for Aussies?
Car sharing is a great alternative form of income for Aussies. We see that lots of cars are sitting idle in the driveway 95% of the time. And car sharing is a really good way of turning them from a depreciating asset into a source of revenue or a source of income. Globally, hosts are making $19,000 on average per vehicle. We really think that car sharing is a fantastic way of putting an underutilized asset to better use.
How does car sharing work?
Car sharing is really quite simple. So if you're a host and you want to list your vehicle on the platform, so now you can add it to the waitlist. And then over the course of the next couple of weeks, we'll release more information. You'll provide us with the details of your car. And any car that's under $200,000 in value or less than 10 years old is eligible to be on the platform. If you're a guest, it's also really straightforward. You come to the website, you plug in your destination, and then you just filter for the type of experience that you're looking to enhance with a vehicle. You select the car, and then when you get to your destination, it's delivered to you. And then away you go, really straightforward.
Where can Australians go to find out more?
Australians should go to turo.com/Australia and sign up for the waitlist.
Thank you very much. That was Tim, Managing Director of Turo.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much. And look, like I said, car sharing providing Aussies with an extra stream of income. So get busy, mob. Need to bring in some more money. There's an opportunity there regarding car sharing. Too deadly. Stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM with National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.